Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Trina. Today is the seventh day of January. Welcome. So great to be here with you guys today. Today we start our 21-day fast. Welcome to it. Hopefully by now you have prayed through and sought after the Lord and what it is that you want to lay down before Him. And so I'm excited to do this with you guys. And also congratulations, you are officially a week into this year. You did it. And we're also a full week into the Bible chronologically. So that's very exciting. So I will be with you today and then tomorrow to finish out a full week since the new year started on a Saturday. So you have me for another day after this, and then my mom, Jill, she will be taking over for a week, and then that's how we're gonna do this year, is we're gonna rotate every other week. So, today we continue on in the book of Job. We are in chapters 14 through 16, and we continue on in the New International Version for this week. Mortals, born of woman, are of few days and of full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone, till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the water of a lake dries up, or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy a person's hope. You overpower them once for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. If their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Would a wise person answer with empty notions or fill their belly with the hot east wind? Would they argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? But you even undermine piety and hinder devotion to God. Your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man ever born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we do not know? What insights do you have that we do not have? The gray hair and the aged are on our side, men even older than your father. Are God's consolations not enough for you? Words spoken gently to you. Why has your heart carried you away? And why do your eyes flash so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth? What are mortals that they could be pure? Or those born of woman that they could be righteous? If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less mortals who are vile and corrupt, who drink up evil like water? Listen to me and I will explain to you. Let me tell you what I have seen. What the wise have declared, hiding nothing received from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given, when no foreigners moved among them. All his days the wicked man suffers torment. The ruthless man through all the years stored up for him. Terrifying sounds fill his ears. When all seems well, martyrs attack him. He despairs of escaping the realm of darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about for food like a vulture. He knows the day of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish fill him with terror. Troubles overwhelm him, like a king poised to attack. Because he shakes his fist at God and vaunts himself against the Almighty, defiantly charging against him with a thick, strong shield. Though his face is covered with fat and his waist bulges with flesh, he will inhabit ruined towns and houses where no one lives, houses crumbling to rubble. He will no longer be rich and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions spread over the land. He will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither his shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry him away. Let him not deceive himself by trusting what is worthless, for he will get nothing in return. Before his time he will wither, and his branches will not flourish. He will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive tree shedding its blossoms. For the company of the godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of those who love bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb fashions deceit. Then Job replied, "I have heard many things like these. You are miserable comforters, all of you. Will your long-winded speeches never end? What ails you that you keep on arguing? I could also speak like you. If you were in my place, I could make fine speeches against you and shake my head at you. But my mouth would encourage you. Comfort from my lips would bring you relief. Yet if I speak, my pain is not relieved. And if I refrain, it does not go away. Surely, God, you have worn me out. You have devastated my entire household. You have shriveled me up, and it has become a witness. My gauntness rises up and testifies against me. God assails me and tears me in his anger and gnashes his teeth at me. My opponent fastens on me his piercing eyes. People open their mouths to jeer at me. They strike my cheek in scorn and unite together against me. God has turned me over to the ungodly and thrown me into the clutches of the wicked. All was well with me, but he shattered me. He seized me by the neck and crushed me. He has made me his target. His archers surround me. Without pity, he pierces my kidneys and spills my gall on the ground. Again and again, he bursts upon me. He rushes at me like a warrior. I have sewed sackcloth over my skin and buried my brow in the dust. My face is red with weeping. Dark shadows ring my eyes. Yet my hands have been free of violence, and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry never be laid to rest. Even now my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend. As my eyes pour out tears to God, on behalf of a man he pleads with God, as one pleads for a friend. Only a few years will pass before I take the path of no return." There's part of me that is wondering how many of you are enduring very real pain where you can relate to what Job is saying. And I can't really say that in my life I've endured such deep pain or such big feelings that I can totally relate with Job. I'm coming into almost 9 months postpartum, and you know, for the first couple months it was pretty intense, and I think I was just very unaware of how powerful hormones are and when they are elevated and out of whack. And sleep deprivation, it's just like this perfect cocktail of chaos. And so I feel like 2% of me is like, yeah, I get this. And then the other 98% is like, I just have a lot of empathy and compassion because I don't know what this is like. And there's part of me that's like, I don't even know what to add to this because it's so deep and it's so raw and it's so real. And he already has other people speaking into this that he's like, look, is your speech is ever going to come to an end? Like, they are the most long-winded, unhelpful, rude things ever. And Job is, he's just continuously mourning over and over again. New things, like new levels of his pain and what's going on, but then also having these friends speak into it and say incredibly hurtful and harmful things. So there's a part of me that's like, man, what can I add to this? You know, I don't really even know what to say other than, man, may we just realize the power of our words, especially when we are around people who are hurting. And if we ourselves are in this space where we can relate with Job, may we be people who just press into the Lord and understand his goodness and his faithfulness, even when we don't understand it, and choose to believe that he is sovereign, even if our eyes can't see it. And so, Lord, I just thank you that your peace surpasses understanding, meaning we don't have to have knowledge of why we have peace or what's going on, or the formula of peace, if there is one, but that we can have peace in any circumstance. We can go to the grocery store and carry your peace. We can be in the middle of an argument with our spouse and have your peace. We can have horrible things happen and come into your peace. And when we choose to not only pursue your peace and acknowledge your peace, everything can change. Anything can be dismantled. Anything can dissolve. Everything changes. And so I thank you that we have your peace to rely on. You are a faithful king. And you are safe to trust. And so I pray that this story would just open our eyes to the reality of humanity. And then also just to the goodness of who you are. Even when we don't understand it. Even when nothing good is happening around us, but that we can rely on you. And I thank you for that kind of trust. And Lord, I also just pray over this community as we step into the next 21 days of fasting and just laying things down before you so we can seek you out, so we can hear your voice, so we can sense your presence in a intentional and tangible way than maybe we ever have. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be a people not easily distracted, that we would be a people who are creative in our boredom and a people who press in when it gets tough. And so, Lord, I just thank you that when we seek you, we find you. And I thank you for the discomfort, the disruptive, the peace, and the blessing that's going to happen. And so I thank you for this first day. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that follows us all of our days. And Lord, we're just excited to see what you have for us. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Yeah, so today is our first day of our fast. Super stoked about this. I just am like, man, what's the Lord going to do? What are we going to see him free us from, release us of, and what dreams are going to be awakened, what parts of our heart are going to come back into alignment. Anything can happen. Truly, anything can happen. So if you commit yourself and we are just aware that, gosh, we can be so easily distracted very quickly, and we might not even realize that. And we can just be aware of what's going on. And yes, we might get boredom. We might have withdrawing symptoms of things depending on what you lay down. That sounds so intense, but if you're giving up caffeine, your body will have withdrawals from caffeine. If you're giving up being on your phone all the time, guess what? Your brain has become accustomed to all of that hypersensitivity and that stimulation. And when it goes without, it's a withdrawal. And so you're going to have to decide that you're going to press in when it gets hard. And I've learned a lot about that from my husband, Ben. He's really good about that. He's got a lot of self-discipline. Even when I'm like, oh, I don't want to. And he's like, well, tough, let's press in. And he's always right, and it's good. And I'm glad that I do it. So he's not here to give you that that word, but maybe he'll come on soon. If you are looking for a place of connection and a place where, you know, you can have people rally around you during this time, you can go to facebook.com/daily audio Bible chronological, and you can like that page, and you can utilize that as much or as little as you would like. And if you have prayer requests and you have a prayer request that you want to call in and pray over, I was trying to figure out how to word that. You can call in at 800-583-2164. And if you listen through the app, you can call in and or you can record it through there. And they all get played at the end of every day's podcast. That is all for today. I'm China. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Dabsy family. This is John in the Quad Cities, Illinois. It's been a while since I've called. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to Jill. You were actually the perfect person to get me through 2021. I felt compelled to call and share kind of my experience of this last year. I started with the Daily Audio Bible with Brian in 2019. And this year, in 2021, I used, I was pretty much exclusively the DABC. My first full year was 2020. And when I came into 2021, I felt really good. I felt like I had all this knowledge and everything was going really well. And then throughout 2021, I had a few slip-ups. And although I knew the difference between conviction and condemnation, I kind of felt some condemnation, but I stuck with the Bible. And I think what I learned in 2021 was grace. And it was such a lesson. I've never found it hard to not judge other people, really. That's something I've been really good at, I felt like, in life. I can accept people for who they are and see the good in them. But boy, I can condemn myself. So I just really learned to accept that grace, because there was even times when I fell a little bit and I felt like, oh, I don't even feel worthy to listen to the Bible today. But you know what? I was. God forgave me, and I wasn't going to live in that condemnation. I took the conviction when I needed it and took the correction, but I accepted God's grace. And that's something that's going to be a continuing journey. But after 2021, I'm going to carry that grace that God gives me into 2022. So happy new year, all you Dabsy family. I'm running out of time here, but I just wanted to call and share that with you. Thank you.
Good morning and happy new year, Dabsy family. This is Lady of Victory. China just wanted to welcome you back. 2021 for me has had its challenges, and I continue to press through those challenges, but I'm so grateful to have you back. Thank you for the word of seek. That is indeed what I intend to do. I do intend to go through the cleanse as well, just to continue to seek the face of God as I continue to matriculate through the difficulties of where I am. in life. And so to all of you Dabseys, I do covet, I do solicit, I do warrant your continued prayers. Thank you all for all of your prayers in 2021. A lot of you guys know what I experienced with the loss of my son in July. And as a result of that, so many other things unfolded in me, in KSD. And so I do continue to covet you guys' prayers as I move through 2022, seeking the face of God. And whatever that looks like, as you said, China, whatever that looks like. So I love you guys. Continue to pray for you all as we all move through 2022, not knowing what it's going to hold, but we know who holds 2022. He who is faithful, he who has promised is faithful. And just like he got us through 2021, he'll get us through 2022. Be encouraged.
Hi, DABC. Happy New Year to you all. This is Ronke calling from the United Kingdom. I've not called in a long, long time, but this year I hope to participate a little bit more in the name of Jesus. China, welcome back. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to feel your excitement. And thank you for all you do. Jill, I appreciate you for filling in so beautifully last year. And can't wait to hear both of you. You sound similar in so many ways anyway. So we thank God for that. And I just pray God's wisdom upon you both, God's strength upon you both. I pray that, you know, as we go through this year, the Lord will be with each and every one of us in every way, form, and shape. And thank you for that word for this year, sick. You know, that's been my heart for the last year. Well, at least towards the end of the year last year, I just didn't know the word for it. But it's just been me wanting to get closer to God, wanting to pray more, wanting to, you know, experiencing him more, wanting to feel his presence more in my life. So I think that word, you know, sick, sums it up beautifully for us all. And I just pray that God will be with us and guide us all throughout this new year. Whatever challenges that might come, you know, we're ready. God is with us. God is in us. God is for us. So we are not afraid.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Nolene from Dubai. It's my 11th year through the Bible and my first full year through chronological. And I want to just say thank you so much to Jill. You've changed my life. Of course, Brian. And I'm excited for your daughter, China. Your prayers this year really worked hard with my work and all my blessings I've had. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you for this community. Have a great, happy new year in front of us, 2022. Love you all from Dubai. Bye.
Hello, this is Daniel from Fort Lauderdale. I wanted to, you know, just say I'm so thankful to hear that Melody from Canada, at least, is doing well after that pregnancy nausea going away, and that she can just enjoy her child. That just that sounds so amazing and like such a blessing. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. And I just want to pray that you all would just have a blessed day.